have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you were born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very well. Where I've been. So I come to encourage you, pull you up by your hand. Know that God is in your corner now, your success is his plan. You are a winner, you just can't lose.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 You are a winner. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Hey, listen, it is Thursday and we are thankful. Hallelujah. We are thankful. God has indeed been good to each and every one of us. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for checking us out on today. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm your host and facilitator, Loretta Petit, and I just thank the Lord for this blessed privilege so that we can touch and agree on something today, because it's always about inspiration, empowerment. It's about hope. It's about knowing that you can, knowing that you must, knowing that you will. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we come now to say thank you for today. We thank you, O God, for your blessed hand upon us. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing. We thank you, Lord God, for the progresses we have made. We thank you for the errors we have made that we have learned by and became stronger because of. So, God, we thank you today. We ask a special blessing up on this particular podcast and all of them as a part of the Elation family. And thank you for our awesome producer and the visionary of having a family of podcasters such as what we've got, Miss Kimmy Kim. May you bless her, oh God, in a special way. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So, dear friends, we want to say happy Women's History Month. We know, of course, that March, it embodies all that women have done, even some of the issues that we yet face, but that we're about to conquer, and, of course, of spreading hope, positive energy, empowerment, inspiration, encouragement. That's what it's all about, and this year's theme for Women's History Month is providing healing and promoting hope, providing healing and promoting hope. It's both a tribute to the ceaseless work of caregivers and frontline workers during this ongoing pandemic and also a recognition of the thousands of ways that women of all cultures have provided both healing and hope throughout history. And we ain't tired yet. I did say it that way, and we ain't tired yet. We've got some more hurdles to get over. We've got some more questions to answer. We've got some more broken situations we've got to fix. Oh, yes, and we shall. We shall. So in this Women's History Month, there are so many ways that we can acknowledge, that we can embrace, that we can celebrate, and that we can honor the work that's already been done. So I want to drop a few little things on your ears today, but before I get to that, I do want to say thank you for checking this out once more and again, and don't forget, if you've got a question for me, you've got a comment, you've got a suggestion, you've got a show idea, please reach out to me at LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews, R-E-V-I-E-W-S, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And let me know what it is that's on your mind, on your heart. I want to hear from you. So once again, it is Women's History Month, and we are celebrating what we've already done as a womanhood and what we plan to do. I wrote on the top of a page I keep on my desk, or if I'm going from one room to another with my my book that I write my information in, my journal, I have at the top of that page, I have goals. I have goals. So just in case I get into a lackadaisical mode, I look at that paper, it says, I have goals, and I know I've got some things to do. I remind myself, I have goals, meaning that I have not yet retired from life to say, okay, I don't want to do anything else. I'm just going to sit on this couch, make a big dent in it, until Jesus comes. No, I have goals, and I'm going to remind myself of that so that I can be about it. I've got to make sure I put my hand to the plow that day. I love to recline. I love to relax. I love to chill out. but not day after day after day after day. Nothing will get accomplished, and I'm telling you, we've got to be about it, about it. I don't know what your words are, what your phrase is, but put something down that's going to encourage you to go after life with all you've got, to make a mark in society, to make a difference in somebody's life, to be a blessing, because we already know that you're a blessing, but others can't know you're a blessing unless you be a blessing. So be a blessing. It's not enough to say, I'm blessed. Aren't I blessed? Hey, don't y'all see? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Someone said that to me one time. Aren't I blessed, petite? It's not about me being blessed only, but it's also about me being a blessing. So we've got to remember that. It's good to say I'm blessed because that pays homage to the Father who is the blesser. But it is also important, and sometimes even more so, when we can look past where we are and take what we've got and somehow make a difference in a life that is less fortunate than ours. And, of course, many of you may have heard that there were a couple of bad tornadoes here in my area, and many people are yet without, and their homes have been leveled, and there was one casualty, and of course we're praying for the Lambert family that God would, you know, meet them wherever they are right now. I know they're going out of their minds, there's just so much going on, but I woke up, I had the TV on, and I woke up to the persons that, you know, were affected being out trying to look through the debris and see, you know, if they could find any keepsakes, things that they can't replace. But then I saw the people that were out there helping, and I really wanted to go out. I said, I want to show up and help too. But I was not feeling well today, and so it's not a sickness. It's just that I overworked. I overworked myself yesterday, and everything was hurting. So I'm not a pill-taking person. I'm not a medicine-taking person. But after I got up today at about almost noon, I had to take an ibuprofen. I was still hurting, so I couldn't make it out. But those are the kind of things that kind of, like, draw me. I want to be out there, you know, picking up stuff and, you know, cooking or maybe bringing food or bringing care packs or something. So all of you who may be in the greater New Orleans area and you have brand new items that you want to donate and you can't get down there, you can bring it to your local PJs. Bring it to your local PJs coffee house so that they can, of course, send it out to where the help is needed the most. Kids, they lost everything. They need clothing. They need shoes. They need, you know, of course, the food items, they need everything. Oh, my God. It's the same area where Hurricane Katrina hit extremely hard. You know, it hit extremely hard in a lot of places where all you could see were the rooftops. But in that area, it was just so much of that area that was devastated. So that's why they generally say it hit the hardest there. And they're going through this. It is just, it's just a lot. So prayers are going out to the families in the Araby area, Lower Ninth Ward, and other places that was, you know, hit by the tornado, which covered miles and miles and miles. Okay, so back to happier news. Okay, so don't forget to lift those families in prayer is basically what I'm saying. And if you need to find out about PJ's Coffee House and how you can send stuff there, you can look that up, because I don't have the official website or phone number for the disaster area. But yeah, so look into that. If you have something to give, look into PJ's Coffee House and ask them if they've got it or how you can send the goods, because it's going to be a long road for that family, for those families. Okay, so back to, like I said, more positive news. It is Women's History Month, and every year the United States recognizes March as such. And, of course, there are ways that we can embrace it, ways that we can celebrated. And I want to share with you a few little things that you can do. We're still in March. We're going to be in March, I think, for another week. And we want to, of course, be aware of issues that we still face. And although we've made progress, there are still areas where we face obstacles because of our gender, you know, because of our gender. Like we still earn less on average than our male counterparts, right? We carry the majority of our household and childcare responsibilities. Although, you know, biblically speaking, we understand as believers that the males, they were not created for us, but we were created for them and from them. That's how God designed it. So there are certain things that I guess we don't mind so much doing, but as it relates to our taking time out to go and get our skills, taking time out to get our degrees, and then going into a workplace where these men are not degreed, they don't really have any skills except what they learned on the job, but yet they get paid more than us, that is an injustice. And I think that, you know, we've got to keep fighting that fight until we can get what we deserve, because we, you know, honey, many of us, I want to say ouch right here, we owe student loans out of the wazoo, you know, and getting paid way down on the totem pole is not going to help us to solve our problem, really. So we really have to get paid what the degree carries, what the time in school carries, so that we can offset some of that student loan as well. But that's not the main reason. It's about the principle of it. We prepared ourselves, and we deserve to earn what we have prepared ourselves to do in that market, in that field, in that genre. And, of course, we still face a lot of situations with domestic violence, trafficking, sexual harassment, and the rape culture of society. But then even in the STEM careers, we are underrepresented. We don't have a whole lot of, you know, engineers and technical folk and things like that, you know, science and math and all of that. We have a lot, but not in comparison. We can't seem to get the careers or the acknowledgement for what we know. So we want to keep fighting because we, you know, we still have a fight to go. And when we talk about the hiring biases, yeah, so these are some of the things that we want to give attention to. And maybe the concepts or the ideas that God gives you could be the thing that could kind of, you know, make a turn. So as we look at Women's History Month, we're celebrating the women who have, the women who paved the way, we're celebrating them, but that's not all there is to it. There's other ways that we can approach it and that we could, of course, be involved and be an intricate body to bring about some positive change. And I want to talk about an engineer before I get out of here today. But also another way, a lesser way that you could show that you are, that you're supportive of Women's History Month simply is to post on social media and spread awareness of Women's History Month. This is our month. Let's make some noise, you know. And from day one, I wanted to celebrate my mentor when I was coming up in the ranks of city government. I had a mentor. She's still in my life today. I love her so very much for all that I was able to observe and see and learn from her through the years. I want to give a shout out to Marcia St. Martin. People feel differently about her who knew her, but for me, she meant so much to my life. Oh my God, she meant so much to my life. I saw her talk to the team of people goofing off, but she never talked to them like they had no worth. She always talked to them like, you know, she saw them in a more glorified form. Of course, she had to, we're going to say crack the whip for lack of a better phrase, but she had to be manager. She had to be administrator. She had to be supervisor sometimes. She had to say what was and what wasn't going to be tolerated. She had to, but the way she did it with such tact, you know. She did it with such encouragement. You know, you're chasing, but you have the encouragement. You get chasing, but you feel the love. So that's how she did what she did. I saw her have situations that she had to deal with her supervisors under her. I saw her deal with the rector who was over her. She just handled everything with such class. Even when I had irate citizens on the phone, she handled it with such class. Oh, my God. And I can't even forget when I first went for my initial interview to work for her, how disappointed I was, because I was in that mode back in the day and that mindset that, you know, working for an African-American woman was going to be trouble. It was going to be, you know, all of her moods, you know, her 31 moods of the month. You know, it was going to be 31 moods I had to deal with. But, honey, was I pleasantly surprised. She ignored my turned up nose, my pouted lips, but it wasn't because of that. It was because I was going through my own little personal situation, and it happened to be an interview day, but she ignored all of that, and she started telling me what the job entailed, you know, what she would need from me to bring to the table, and, you know, I was high up on the list, so that meant that, you know, I did well on the civil service exam. I came in number one, so I'm interviewing you. You get the first opportunity at this job, but I need to hear from you by a certain time. So she did all of that, and I waited till the very last minute. God is my witness. And then I called, and she wasn't there. But I accepted the position, and I'm so glad I did, because she showed me, it didn't matter the color of her skin, it showed me that she had self-respect. It showed me that she had respect for her fellow constituents and those who looked up to her, you know, because of her position, those who worked alongside her. She showed me that she knew her job and how to execute it and that everybody had worked. Oh, my God. So until this day, till this day, I remember and I still am in awe at how she handled herself. My God. And God rewarded her, because when she finally retired, she retired not just well, but very well. Oh, my God. So wanted to give a shout-out to her, my mentor. So as we talk about being in this thing and spreading awareness, of course, post on social media something concerning Women's History Month, even if it's a hashtag, if it's a woman that you found in history that did something awesome, post about her, you know. Another way you can be involved in this, you know, Women's History Month, support a women's nonprofit. There are nonprofit organizations out there. Support one, you know. We like to toot our own horn here and there, but why don't we sometimes, you know, toot somebody else's who's doing a great work, who is, you know, forming something positive in the lives of women, girls, and just community. You know, support a women's nonprofit. She may be doing a work for a community, but it may be a woman's owned nonprofit. You know, support. And another thing is to consider hosting an event to celebrate women. That's good too. That's always good. Women like to come together, and if they're Christian women, they always like to have food. I'm not saying non-Christians don't like to have food. Sometimes they like to have hard drinks and stuff like that. But for sure, your sister girls of the cloth and the sister girls that love the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to definitely want some food to be, they're going to want the table to be spread some kind of way. If it's hors d'oeuvres or whatever, we like to do that, right? Or is it just me? All righty then, so that's the things that we want to, of course, do. Like I said, we have a week to get on board and just to celebrate our month and create some things, even put some plans into place. Get your team together. I've been trying to get my team together so that we can plan some things for 2023. So when it comes around in March, honey, we can just kick it all off March 1. right? So those are some ways that we can support even women-owned businesses that are for-profits. Support them. You know, make sure that you have your events during the year that you normally have, but have something that you're going to set aside for the month of March. How about just taking time out? And I had already said I was going to do this one. Take time to drop a line to a woman who has inspired you. You know, I was just going to, you know, planning to make a phone call and say, listen, this is your month. This is Women's History Month, and I just want to celebrate you. I haven't called her yet, but I did put it on social media, and I do plan before the 31st to let her know. Couldn't let this month go without saying thank you for being such a wonderful role model. Support women authors and artists. Enjoy some women TV shows. Those are ways that you can really, you know, be a part of this monumental move that we have a whole month to celebrate the wonderful works of women. Ava DuVernay, she's one of the, you know, top producers, directors, you know. Check out some of her stuff and post on Facebook what you got out of it, how you felt about the movie. Only positive stuff, please, okay? She's awesome. She really is. So I wanted to tell you about the scientists before I get out of here today. And I see the time is ticking. But there is this woman. She's an engineer. Let's see. I wrote it down. What is she? She is a software engineer. Her name is Bukola Somide. I don't know if I pronounced it correct. B-U-K-O-L-A. B-U-K-O-L-A. Last name Somide. S-O-M-I-D-E. This awesome woman, who is a software engineer. She's been, I think, into it for like maybe 17 years, which she said, I don't remember, 17 years. And she wanted to do something that was different, something special. 17 years a software engineer. So she created a baby doll, a cute baby doll. The baby doll teaches young people, young minds, science concepts. She teaches them in phrases. She teaches them little phrases of information. She's teaching them, you know, like I said, certain kind of concepts so that their minds could be wired right? This is awesome, I tell you. She says that even in her field, she's normally one of the few or the only one. There's a lack of relatable mentors in the science field and technology field. But she teaches this baby doll 220 words and 12 different phrases. And she's explaining concepts like algorithm, HTML, artificial intelligence, and code. Now, how awesome is that? So look her up. Her name, once again, is Bukola Somide, B-U-K-O-L-A. Last name, S-O-M-I-D-E, because, you know, our kids, when they're young, their minds are like sponges. They soak this stuff up. So why not, at a young age, give them something to soak up that's going to pique their interest, make them get very curious and go down that pathway? Hats off to Miss Bukola. Hats off to her. That is absolutely awesome. So everyone, listen. Send that note, post on social media, watch a black producer, director. I don't know why I said black. I didn't mean to say black because this is not a Black History Month. That was last month. But every day is Black History, just saying. But this is March. This is Women's History. Watch a female producer, a director's TV show and post about it. Support a female author this month, you know, or artist, or business, or nonprofit. Okay, we've got a week. Let's get to it. Let's be there. Let's support because we're singing their praises right now. Hey, they may be singing your praises next year. You just never know. And on that note, I just want to say to you, may God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you for checking us out. I've enjoyed sharing with you today. I pray you were inspired by something or encouraged. I pray you feel empowered to finish writing your book, to finish doing your single or your album, to continue writing your play or your movie, whatever it is that you're doing, my sister girl, you do it. But don't forget, always find time to be a blessing to community, some shape, some form, some fashion. Always give of yourself. There is a blessing in that, and there is a sense of satisfaction. Until next time, I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And may God bless you real good. Bye-bye.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't. That you can when you can. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.